transcripts show former special counsel Robert Hur will defend findings in his classified documents probe into President Biden when he testifies on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Robert McFarland.
The president and his supporters were quick to criticize Robert Hur's characterization of the president's age and memory. It is sure to be a marathon hearing with heated arguments just as the general election is beginning.
New concerns about Boeing over an FAA audit after a series of mid-air incidents. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Boeing's indicated it is cooperating with all ongoing investigations and making immediate changes to improve its quality control and safety.
Haiti's prime minister has agreed to resign amid a wave of gang violence. Secretary of State Blinken at an emergency meeting of Caribbean leaders.
Escalating violence, unrest. This has created an untenable situation for the Haitian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers wants another $125 million to help Wisconsin communities hit hardest by PFAS pollution. He says he plans to veto a Republican bill with that much money for PFAS cleanup, but he also says the bill strips too much enforcement power from regulators. The state Senate today is taking up a package of bills to make life safer for Wisconsin judges and justices. Washera County's Guy Dutcher is one of dozens of Wisconsin judges who've gotten death threats.
I was sitting in my office with an officer on either side of me with a fully automatic weapon, hearing the sirens that were screaming as the officers were intercepting him, thinking I really hadn't contemplated this as being part of the job description.
Dutcher speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some of the 100 people losing their jobs at UW-Milwaukee Waukesha could be hired back by WCTC. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee has revealed its plan to shut down its Waukesha campus next year due to low enrollment. The chancellor says there's just under 700 students currently attending. The closure is expected to result in a job loss for about 100 university staff members. The move marks the latest in a series of UW branch closures. The Richland campus was shut down last year, and coming soon, the UWM campus in West Bend will close. The Panthers have a chance at the dance. The UW-Milwaukee Panthers have secured a spot in the Horizon League Tournament Championship game with a win against Northern Kentucky. If they win that game tonight, they'll get automatic entry into the March Madness tournament. The game is on ESPN tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a four-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a four-year contract worth $68 million. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight against the Kings in Sacramento. Doc Rivers was asked,
what do you think as far as being appointed in this position as the head coach of Milwaukee? What is your philosophy?
Well, the philosophy is win. Yes. I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys, honestly. Again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm and windy today. And with all the warm and the wind and the dry conditions, there is an elevated grassland fire risk today. So be aware of that and just be careful with the fire. 65 today, southwest wind gusting to 25 or 30. 42 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tuesday on Matt and Air on Air Up North News, Pat Quitlow joins us at 10:33. We talk all things maple syrup with Rick Glenna, and then we learn about PFLAG in Waukesha. Join us.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
All right, here we go.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
You got to tell me, man. You're not going to be sitting around the house today.
No, I'll make sure.
70 degrees.
I'll make sure I get out of the house today just
man,
for you, Earl.
You know what, man? Really, man. Do it for yourself.
I certainly will. It's going to be beautiful.
70 degrees in the middle of, is this April, Sandy?
No, this is March. And March is teasing us. This is a tease. It can't really last, can it? Well, I mean, if it does last, then things are really broken.
Well, you didn't give me a chance to introduce you yet.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you're that guy on the other end. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm doing a little bit. I'm at home. I'm not perfect, but I'm good. And I was listening to last week's show, and I want you to know that I was, for a little bit there, I was talking through my hat. My father used to talk about people talking through their hat, which meant they were not talking correctly. And I made a couple of mistakes. One of them was that obviously she got lots of coverage later and it was corrected easily. It is Senator Britt, not Congresswoman Britt from Alabama.
Right.
Yeah, you were right. And I corrected you. I was wrong. And then secondly, I was talking about retirement piles of money, and it does take a pile of money, but to get a $50,000 a year payout from a 401k, presuming you exhaust it in 20 years, doesn't take $4 million. It takes just a little bit more than $1 million, or maybe just $1 million. Yeah, the problem with that is that at the end of the 10 years or 20 years, it's gone. And if you live 25 years, it's empty. So people need to have more money than that.
So is that all it takes is $1 million? Calvin, no problem. You and I.
I got some time, but I don't know. I'll have to get to work.
Well, I don't have any time. And it's not. But I do have the pension. So, that's the whole purpose of that conversation, Sandy, was the importance of having the pension, right?
Yeah. Pensions make up for a lot of money. It takes a lot of money, but to back up a pension of $50,000 or $60,000 a year.
Well, I don't have a pension like that, but anyway, I will say this, man, it's, 70 degrees, Sandy. You got that beautiful, beautiful nature reserve around your home. You've been out looking at all the vegetation that's coming up?
Yeah. I got daffodils coming up. I mean, it thinks it's spring, and actually spring does start in a week, right? So, or a little more than a week. So,
well, the trees are budding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say, Sandy, well, I can only hope. I remember one time, I don't know, back when you were still Milwaukee County Stadium in April, opening day was met with snow. 15 inches of snow. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. And I also remember numerous instances where trees with leaves would get snowed on, much to their chagrin. You know, it's a lot harder for a tree to absorb snow when it's got leaves.
Well, you know, Sandy, people who are listening don't want to hear a couple of old fogies. You know, wish well,
they better,
luck.
They better turn off. Better turn off. That's what they got.
I mean, Sandy, it's going to be 70 degrees. And yeah, and I'm telling you,
I'm going to Bradford Beach myself.
Well, I'm walking today. A 70 degree day. I'm shooting for 10 miles today.
It's a good idea, actually. Maybe I can drag myself around and do that.
Yeah, you know, it should be 45 degrees, right? I mean, That's what it should be. And so I'm not going to beat a dead horse any more than that. Sandy, the Packers cut Aaron Jones.
Yeah, and he just signed with the Vikings.
They're going to pay the price for that.
They're going to pay the price twice each season for a while because he's a heck of a back and particularly versatile.
Yes. So,
I hope Josh Jones. I did notice that Josh Jones has a lot of pass receptions, but he has not a single passing touchdown. So I don't know what that means.
Well, but he's similar to Aaron Jones. He's 3 years younger.
Yeah,
they're paying him $12 million a year as opposed to Aaron Jones, $17 million. And, and 3 years on a running back is in the NFL is, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, they've got Jacobs under contract till he gets to be the age that Jones is right now. And we had Jones for, five seasons or six seasons? So, you know, that's a good run. And it's sort of sorry to see the running backs. I guess they take such a battering, but their careers are pretty short. And were they to sign, I think he signed a 2-year contract with the Vikings. So that's a recognition of the short lifespan.
Yeah, well, they're battering rams, right? I mean, really, that's kind of what they are. They're battering rams. Excuse me. But anyway, we've got a lot to talk about this morning, Sandy, and I really want to begin with your buddy Robin Voss.
My buddy.
So listen, so I remember, you remember all of the hullabaloo. Now, that's a throwback word, right? Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo, yeah.
What else am I supposed to do? I'm just an average, everyday Joe. That's the best I can come up with. What's a better word for hullabaloo? You had a word.
I think hullabaloo, I think that's the primo word for exactly what it is.
It's,
controversy. Controversy.
So Robin Voss, you remember when so much consternation was brought up by the Republicans when people came up with a recall for Scott Walker. You remember how that went and how upset Republicans were when people tried to get a recall of Scott Walker? And I remember them even taking the average person who signed that Scott Walker petition and they wanted to prevent people from getting hired on jobs. You remember all of that, Sandy?
Oh, I do. Yeah. That was the beginning of the loyalty litmus test. You know, you can't do. Yeah. I think they did have a list and they didn't appoint anybody from that list to any jobs in Wisconsin.
That's absolutely correct. And even they wanted private business to say, well, Earl signed a petition, don't hire him. This is how that went. And yet here we are. Robin Voss, the beloved, well, he's not beloved anymore if you're a MAGA person.
Yeah, apparently, he doesn't, you know, he's one of those people who's between a rock and a hard spot because, you know, the Democrats don't love Robin Voss. And apparently the MAGA Republicans seriously don't love him because they're the ones who are carrying out this recall petition. And I enjoyed the guy's turn. He turned in 10,000 votes and 6,000 and change is the number of votes they need. And he said, well, you know, I'm not sure about all these because we had a lot of people out there gathering them, and maybe some of them aren't from the district. You know?
So, well, But go Sandy, for it. What it shows once again are these MAGA people and just how far they're willing to go, Sandy.
Well,
they're a strange lot of people, man. You have to say that.
Well, the loyalty oath is apparently very specific and required, and if you fail to keep any portion of it, they turn on you. So, you know, that's the whole Trumpian thing, and that's how he wields power, because he basically tells people, look, if you don't go my way, it's going to be the highway. You know?
But Sandy, I mean, just the thought of that. Let's bring a guy who's up kind of early this morning. You know, normally he's not up that early. It's Al from Milwaukee, your buddy. What's going on, Al? How you doing, man?
Excuse me, my day starts at 5 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about you.
No, mine starts at 4.
But I wanted to take you back.
Mine starts at 3:30. Is this a bidding contest?
go ahead, Al.
But I want to take you back to what you were talking about, the weather. Now, you know what season it is. Every year for over 50 years that I coach track.
Yes, yeah.
Indoor starts, it's always warm in the beginning, indoor season. And as soon as we hit April 1, we got snow and ice on the ground and the kids are out there naked running. So don't get too happy about this 70 degrees.
Because you know what are you coming. Talking about, man? Today I'm celebrating. I don't know about tomorrow, but I'm celebrating 70 degrees today. That's, you know, one day at a time. You ever hear that?
I hear you, but April 1st, when the weather changes and we outdoors on track.
We'll cross April 1st.
Snowing and whatever.
We'll cross April 1st when we get there. Today it's 70 degrees.
April 1st.
April Fool's Day. okay, Al. Listen, man, we're not going to let you rain on our parade. We're excited about 70. I'm surprised Sandy won't be out at the golf. All the golf courses are probably going to be open today. What do you think, Sandy?
Probably. There's you know, the golfers, some of them golf with orange balls on the snow, so I'm sure they'll be out today with.
Yeah, 70 degrees. Yeah, Sandy, we can break out the white today, right? I mean, you know.
Shorts.
Yeah, I mean.
Calvin probably has shorts on today.
Who, Al?
Calvin.
Oh, Calvin.
No, he's shaking his head.
No, I have jeans on today.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have shorts on when I do my walk today. You got to, man. 70
you're
degrees.
Gather, you shouldn't talk like that, Earl. You're going to gather a crowd.
Come on. Hey, a crowd of dogs?
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Who let the dogs out?
Right. Oh, my God. 844-967-2789. We got an awful lot to talk about today. When we return, Robin Voss, we're going to delve a little deeper into why Robin Voss is, you know, the topic of a recall, petition. 844-967-2789. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban. letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're talking, it's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams. We're talking about Robin Voss and proposed recall. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And we must never forget that. And that means all of us, whether you're Republican or Democratic. We the people are the government and not the corporations. We just have to get money out of politics to really prove that. Also, I'm up at 3:45 a.m. just to let you guys know so I can join that party that you're talking about. I do want to thank one of your previous callers last Friday, who did say, he started off the conversation by saying that we are more secure and prosperous under this president. And I 100% agree. Under Joe Biden, we are more secure and we are more prosperous. The facts don't lie. So I want to thank that person actually for calling in. But I also want us to remember some things about the previous occupant of the White House. And that is that he's horrible at business. He did a horrible job with the pandemic.
So Tom,
91 indictments.
So Tom, all of that is great, man. But you know, we're kind of going down a different path with the conversation. You know, when we get to that point, we would welcome that information. Thank you very much for the call. I guess Sandy, you know, we welcome calls and callers, but. You know, we kind of have a plan on how and where we want to go with the show, and kind of want to just try to, you know, stick to that.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't think we intend to be a hot mic for folks to talk about any and all things. The hope is that we can have a dialogue and talk about the subject we're talking about. And I know that for some people, it's hard to resist the impulse to use the mic for their own purpose, but it would be better if we just dealt with the subjects we're talking about.
Yes, sir. So we're talking about Robin Voss, Sandy. And so, Robin, what did Robin Voss do to incur the ire of these people that are calling for his recall? Well, he didn't get rid of, you know,
Miss Wolf.
State election officials.
Right. He didn't get rid of the state election official. And the reason they wanted to get rid of her is because she didn't cooperate in the reversal
big steal,
of the election.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable. It's recriminations for following the law. And it's a spectacle. And it's almost a spectacle that's being put on for the purpose of having the chilling effect. I mean, I think Donald Trump requires that his MAGA people go through with these things so that the threat is real and the effect is chilling. And it frightens people into not opposing Donald Trump because this is what happens to you.
You know, Sandy, the frightening aspect of it all, again, is Robin Vos has been a conservative and a conservative that has kind of walked a straight line for conservatism and has been willing to be out front fighting for Republicans and all those things, especially on the state level. And now to say, and I'm not one who's here, believe me, crying crocodile tears for Robin Vos. But the fact that a guy like Robin Vos is not conservative enough, or he hasn't shown his conservative credentials. I mean, who can be safe? If you don't march to the beat of Donald Trump's drum, this is kind of what this is about, Sandy, and how dangerous this really is.
Yeah, this is implementing the threat, and it's being done around the country. I mean, you know, if you cross Donald Trump, the MAGA base, even though it isn't a large number, I mean, they got 10,000 signatures. Okay, 10,000 signatures, but that's not a mountain. And it's a 10,000 out of a much larger number. And it might not, all of them are probably not valid, right, as admitted the guy who submitted them. So, I mean, not valid. They're signatures, but they aren't from the district.
Okay? Right.
And so it's a willful kind of politics that's, you know, we've got a lot of heads up on the fence posts. Paul Ryan.
Right.
He was a conservative until he wasn't conservative enough. And there's a long list of those. Boehner, you know.
Right.
So there's a long list of conservative politicians who proved that they weren't conservative enough. But the main reason that they weren't conservative enough is they didn't take their orders in the morning from Donald Trump.
You know, Sandy, and what this shows clearly is the inherent danger. And I said this before, but I'm going to repeat it again. How far people are willing to go to support Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the man, not Donald Trump, the president, they're willing to go as you know, to these measures, Sandy, to support Donald Trump. I mean, for a guy to have to organize enough to get 10,000 signatures, imagine the amount of time, Sandy, and what is it really going to, what's going to be the outcome of it? Even if there's no chance that Robin Vos doesn't get reelected, even if they wind up with the signatures, but that somebody's willing to put forth that kind of effort, Sandy, for what? To back and support Donald Trump? Who doesn't even care about the people who are here who are putting forth this effort?
No, I mean, you know, and there isn't a single policy issue that's involved with this.
Right.
It's strictly Donald Trump not having his way with the election commissioner, her standing up for the obligations of her office, and then not starting an impeachment process against her. That's the crime that Vos committed, apparently.
All right.
Not starting the impeachment.
844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And when we return, what can Biden do? No. The media's coverage of Biden's age needs a rethink. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for an Oscar wrap-up and comedian Roger Rittenhouse. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders at the UW-Milwaukee say losing federal pandemic money is the reason why they're closing their two-year branch campus in Waukesha. Chancellor Mark Mohn says the cost of operations is going up, but revenue has been cut in half. Waukesha will be the fifth two-year branch campus to close in Wisconsin at the end of the spring semester next year. People with immune deficiencies and long COVID say they're unhappy with new federal recommendations. People who now test positive for coronavirus no longer have to isolate. Advocates say the CDC is abandoning its mission to protect Americans' health.
We don't want anybody else to have to go through what we're going through. Millions of people are just sucker punched right now by these recommendations.
Kristen Urquiza is with the advocacy group Marked by COVID. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee is preparing for President Joe Biden's visit tomorrow, with most of the details still under wraps. According to the White House, the president is scheduled to speak about community investments and job creation. He'll stay overnight and leave for Michigan Thursday morning. While the specific venues for Biden's speech and stay have not been officially announced, the Pfister Hotel is a likely option for his overnight trip. More than $20,000 was paid out to a scammer by an Oconomowoc woman. The 77-year-old victim is telling her story and warning others about what happened. She says there was first a message on her computer claiming to be from Microsoft. After she made a few clicks, a scammer posing as tech support gained access to her computer and convinced her to deposit savings into the scammer's crypto account. A similar thing happened last week in Racine County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The 2024 Oscars are in the books, and it really was a great year for movies. But as usual, the weirdest clothes you've ever seen and would never wear were on display in force. John Cena took the stage in Birkenstocks and a piece of cardboard. Most people probably couldn't even remember what Oscar he was presenting and were focused on how much room there was to spare behind the cardboard and John Cena Jr. The award was for Best Costume Design. Get it? Cena somehow looked more presentable than pop star Ariana Grande, who wore a dress designed by Bubble Yum. Her outfit had sleeves so puffy and big, they had their own area code. It was a definite attention getter and probably seemed like a great idea, until she left the theater and a gust of wind carried her all the way to Orange County. She was found safe, the sleeves were deflated, and she was returned to Hollywood, but she did miss all the after parties. The sleeves have a new gig covering the infield at Dodger Stadium during rain delays. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and windy today. And with all the warm and the wind and the dry conditions, there is an elevated grassland fire risk today. So be aware of that and just be careful with the fire. 65 today, southwest wind gusting to 25 or 30. 42 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
you playing this for now?
Oh, I'm playing this because it's
jazz.
Yeah, man, it's Grover Washington Jr. and Mr. Magic. Well, you think Al is a jazz man?
Yeah, I think he said that. I think he said jazz was his yeah.
No, Al's probably a blues guy. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967. No, I got it. Al is a rock and roll guy.
Oh.
Oh, all right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my call, Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, you and I were talking off the air. As people continue to talk about President Biden's age, and he's too old, he's, you know, he's this, he's that. You and I talked about, you know, during the break about he's been more effective in policy in his soon-to-be 4 years than Barack Obama, than President Trump, and even the former President Bush. If you look at what Joe Biden has been able to get accomplished, bipartisan bills, Sandy, he's outstripped the three of them. Isn't it safe to say that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the troubling thing about all the coverage, attention, talking only about age, is that, yeah, that's sort of a sub-issue in this. You know, there's a underlying issue involved with both candidates. On Trump, it's definitely its character. And on Biden, it's age. It's interesting because, you know, Trump is only 3 years younger than Biden, but that maybe the apparent vigor of the two is different. But for the news media to talk about age is kind of silly because it's something that everyone perceives, right? Everyone has their ability to make their own judgment about it. They're going to be watching, but Biden is not under a rock. He's going to be on TV a lot. He's going to be traveling around a lot. And everyone will get their clear own personal impression of it. They don't need help from the media to tell them what they need to think. What they, you know, the media, what they ought to be spending their time on is policy. They ought to be talking about these things that matter to Tom, Dick, and Mary, okay? And letting people make their own perceptions about, for instance, age. Or people certainly are going to make their own, have their own perceptions about Donald Trump and whatever is involved with his background, his character, his instincts, et cetera. And so, you know, better that the media would help us understand the complicated things and not just decide that they're going to be looking for things that would register well on TikTok, okay, or social media. The media is there for more, you know, is there as the alternative to social media.
844-967-2789. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the subject that we're talking about. I mean, clearly, Sandy, you look at the accomplishments of what Joe Biden has gotten done. And conversely, if you want to talk about, you know, the age and I don't know if you've listened to some of the things that Donald Trump has said recently, Sandy, but there's a lot of gibberish coming out of his mouth and things that he is saying that are totally incoherent. And yet people are saying, well, you know, Joe Biden is too old and he's got early stages of dementia. But if you've listened to some of the things that have come out of Donald Trump's mouth in the last couple months, there's something going on.
Well, like I said, well, we all have our own impressions to make. And it's clear to me that, I mean, Donald Trump has never spent any time doing homework about anything. His speeches, he talks about how he's never made a mistake during a speech. Well, his speeches are aimless. You know, they're long and drift from subject to subject. I saw one of the reporters said, does Donald Trump need to actually say everything that bounces around in his brain? Because that's what he tends to do. You know, he gets up and just it's stream of conscious. So you know, what do the people think of that? Well, they'll have their own impressions about that. We can talk about it, but and all we're talking about is our own impression. But what we should really be fundamentally focusing on is policy.
Right.
And that's where I think you come up sort of empty with Donald Trump. I mean, he's announced policies about attacking the deep state. And if that's a policy, I'm not sure exactly what that is. But, you know, there's a bunch of policies to be considered, and particularly the broad electorate, Tom, Dick, and Mary, ought to be thinking about that because it will matter to them.
Well, neither one of them have been eloquent of speech. I mean, you know, the one thing President Obama was eloquent of speech. And if that's what you're looking for, you know, and that's the measuring stick of what you want as a president, well, you know, I don't think so. It's whether or not the person has been able to make some things happen that impact and affect the lives of the American citizens. Isn't that the whole purpose of having the president there, Sandy?
Well, I guess so. And actually, we've had only a limited number of eloquent presidents, okay? Lyndon Johnson was the farthest thing from eloquent. and you know, Ronald Reagan probably was. He was kind of a stem winder. No, it should be accomplishments. And I think Biden has, in this time period, accomplished quite a bit. I was very pleased by the budget that he proposed a couple of days ago, because the budget really was dealing with a lot of the issues that I've highlighted on the show and you've highlighted, which are important to the middle-class America. Because the problems of middle-class America, while they're compounded by inflation, are really the problems of this architecture of the economy that needs to be dealt with. You know, we need to deal with the cost of child daycare. We need to deal with the cost and accessibility of insurance. I mean, of health.
Yeah. So, Sandy, I want to kind of switch the subject right now. TikTok, the TikTok ban. So here's and the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sandy, so the Congress is so hell-bent on banning TikTok. And they're saying TikTok is the root of all evil. It's the worst thing that can happen to children in this country, and we must ban it. We must ban it because it involves, our security. It's at stake because China owns TikTok, and we've got to do everything. We got to ban it, Sandy. So ban TikTok, okay? And if you ban TikTok, do you think the other outlets are any different than TikTok, Sandy? Why is there one entity out of all of them that we are choosing to bring, you know, our hell and fire, brim and firestone down on? And I think it's because China owns it, but all the other entities, we're just letting, you know, go by. What is that?
Well, TikTok is, you know, if they ban TikTok, there's a marketplace out there. TikTok's been awfully successful in terms of viewerships. And there will be someone else who will replace TikTok with something that looks, smells, quacks, just like TikTok. And so there will be a TikTok replacement if they ban TikTok, no question about it. And if it's domestically owned, they'll have to focus then on pure and simply on the censorship issues that are associated with what they're talking about. And it's a very slippery slope. You know, I think what they need to worry about more is the fact that there need to be ways to have controls over what it is that people can watch that can be exercised by parents. And parents need to exercise and be ever more vigilant. You know, if you want to really solve the problem of kids and access to things, don't give them smartphones. You know, I mean, and is Congress ready to ban smartphones for kids? Because that's the heart of the problem. And as soon as a kid has a smartphone and has access to whatever it is that's on the internet, 24/7, you know, you've got this issue associated with, okay, now how do you regulate what they look at?
But does it surprise you that just TikTok is between the crosshairs. All the other sites, and I'm sure, Calvin, you would know better than I and Sandy, but there got to be, I mean, there has to be some sites even more egregious than TikTok that are out there, right?
Well, there definitely is. But then just going back to what Sandy said about a replacement for TikTok, Instagram already has all the features in place that TikTok does. So if TikTok were to be banned, Instagram's already there to be in the hole.
Isn't Instagram similar to TikTok?
It started off as just as pictures, but now they've added videos, so it's become more and more like TikTok.
And, you know, TikTok is Chinese-owned, but they failed to persuade me that by getting access to what kids and adults look at on TikTok is somehow a security risk. And furthermore, I think there's been some clear proof that TikTok has been sequestered off from the Chinese. But, you know, if we're going to ban TikTok because it's owned by America, is China going to ban Apple and all of the Apple products because it's owned by an American? I mean, you know, you start looking at the root ownership of something as the basis for banning it. And pretty soon you've got only things that are located in America operating here.
Well, you know, Sandy, you have always been a free speech guy. You've always been a guy who said we can't and shouldn't control these things. That's the government itself shouldn't be in the business of that, because where does it begin and where does it end, right?
Exactly. And it is very complicated. It sounds like it could be easy. You could say, okay, well, you just ban this, okay? But how do you define this? And then how do you go about banning this and still allowing that to be out there? And maybe that smells and quacks a little bit like this sometimes. So now do you have to ban it? I mean, it's the freedom of speech in our Constitution is there for a very specific reason, and that is that our founders recognize the slippery slope of censorship.
You know, Sandy, this thing is on a fast track to ban TikTok. And for all the world, it looks like they're going to do it.
And, well, except that Donald Trump apparently had a meeting with someone who was a big stakeholder in TikTok. And now he's come out and said, you know, this is a dicey question. You know, he went from banning it, you know, without any equivocation, and he's been talking like that for months and months, to, yeah, this is a dicey issue. So,
but Sandy, again, one guy, Donald Trump, has that kind of power, and people don't see that as a detriment, right? That one guy can say, wave his magic wand, and things move. And people don't see that as a detriment.
Well, you know, there was an interesting video of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago introducing Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary. And he said, Viktor Orban's a great leader. He's a great leader. And there's no controversy there because whatever he says goes.
Yeah, he's the leader.
And he was basically congratulating him on that. Because
that's what he wants to be. Well, he's the guy in charge.
Yeah, he's the guy in charge. Yeah. And whatever he says goes. There's very little controversy there because he's in charge.
All right. 844-967-2789. Guys, hang on the line. We'll come right to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for matinee on air.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes.
Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Waukesha job seekers and employers are invited to attend the Waukesha County Workforce Solutions for Your Business event on Thursday, March 28th. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. and a continental breakfast and networking event will take place from 8 to 9, followed by a Q&A and networking until 10. Any Waukesha job seekers and businesses are invited. There is no fee, but space is limited. Register ahead at business.oconomowoc.org/events or at jobcenterofwisconsin.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's Tuesday. I mean, it's Tuesday with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Let me read this text before we go to the phone lines. Even if TikTok is banned, there's always a way around to get it. And how is TikTok any worse in ownership than, say, for example, X, the former Twitter? X is kind of headed and has gone down a different path, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the problem with, first of all, who owns it is a difficult proposition to, if it's simply based on nationality. The United States could find itself banned in many places around the world that are huge population centers that would be the destruction of the business model of the very business that is involved. So I think we've got more to lose, quite frankly, in this concept of banning things based on nationality than we have to gain by trying to stand in the way of a Chinese-owned TikTok.
Well, you know, Sandy, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're in this banning kind of, you know, melancholy way anyway. Let's go to CJ. Hey, good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Morning to you both. Thank you for taking my call. This once again proves that President Trump was correct.
About what?
And I watched Christopher
about,
Ray,
correct about what?
FBI director yesterday, testify about TikTok. Trump left office 2021, and he had a restriction on TikTok.
I know, but why?
Joe Biden,
but why, CJ?
And that following
CJ, why? I don't know, but why is there? Why should there be a restriction on TikTok?
Because they're influencing our children, and society here.
And CJ, aren't all the other sites doing the same thing?
They aren't Chinese.
These are Chinese. That's why.
You don't find a problem with that?
No, I don't find a problem with an entity that's global that I can pick out and say that because somebody is Chinese, those are the people that we need to ban, because that's what you're saying.
Ban will run that again this weekend. You should watch the testimony of Christopher Ray. And you tell me, even Democrats are feeling threatened, and they're even saying, yes, President Trump should have. Why is it banned with government employees then? Biden is now trying to get it banned because President Trump was right.
Hey, let me ask you, Sandy, do you think that because the Chinese own TikTok, that this is a major threat to the United States and the people of the United States, and China is the real enemy, and therefore we need to ban it.
Well, not a social media, no. I mean, I think the social media aspect of it is different than it being embedded in equipment that might be used for critical purposes. And that's a different story. But, you know, and Trump's restrictions on it were nominal, and Trump is now equivocating on it. Just yesterday, Trump said that he wasn't sure that it ought to get banned. He thought it was a dicey question. So, you know, I think that the problem we have is an hysteria about China, possibly.
Yes.
And I don't think we want, I think Apple, we would be very sorry for Apple if China decided to ban the sale of Apple phones and Apple Music in China, or if India decided to do the same thing. I think that the business model of these, many of these businesses would go up in smoke.
But Sandy, our economies are intertwined.
Absolutely.
China's and ours. CJ, are you aware that our economies are intertwined, China's and the United States?
Way too much.
Okay, so.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we're watching it happen. You really, it's going to be on C-SPAN. Please watch that testimony. Don't hear it from me. Listen to Biden's own administration and security intelligence officer.
No, CJ, I don't need that. I don't need to watch that. I have my own mind. Okay? I don't need anybody to think for me. I'm capable of doing that myself. That's why I have my own brain. So it, to me, it makes no sense to say we're going to ban TikTok because they're such a danger to us, and then we're doing business with because of China, and then we're doing business with China every day, like Sandy said. You know, with the Apple phones and the Apple computers and all of that.
Letting spy balloons fly over.
Oh.
Not doing anything about
it. Oh, now infamous spy balloon.
You need to actually get informed.
Well,
you really need to get informed.
Well, thanks for informing us, CJ. Sandy?
Well, I don't disagree with it, that any kind of information is helpful. And so I try to sweep in all information. And I know that our intelligence agencies worry about the kind of access that could be obtained through any kind of social media. I just wonder whether that's hysteria or not, because, you know, most censorship has come in through the guise of national security. And that is the ghost that is behind an awful lot of what can be very serious repression. We all know that the Patriot Act that was passed right after 9/11 was an overreaction, and it was a worrisome one. And that's the kind of thing that can happen when if you give security full rein to get what they want with respect to censorship.
You know, you bring up, wow, the Patriot Act, Sandy. It's a great comparison because I remember all of us willing to give up our freedoms after 9/11. We willfully said we're going to give up our freedoms. We had no concept at all about the depth of what really would happen after that. 844-967-2789. Hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball. Tuesday, noon to 2, Jay Rothman closes UW Waukesha. We'll continue to follow it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We have breaking news from Israel. An official tells CBS News one of four dual U.S. IDF soldiers held hostage by Hamas.